now in the morning, Kyle. Sechtes Arve Psachim. B'toyres Psicha. We say every day before Psuka de Zimbra. Ezeo Mekoyman, the Karbonis. So it's interesting in the Mishnah is speaking about the Karbonis. The Chatas is the Necholim, the Yoim Valayla. Hatoidav and Necholim Bechol Ha'ir. But then when it comes to the Karban Pesach, the Mishnah says, Abachor v'hamayser v'hapesach. So there's a difference between the three different Karbonis. And the Mishnah says, Shino b'achilosan. Ha-Pesach, the Karban Pesach, Einoi nechal ela b'layla. Other Karbonis, you have a day and a night. The Karban Pesach is only by night. The Einoi nechal ela at chatzois, it's only till chatzois. The Einoi nechal ela l'mnuya, the Einoi nechal. What's the pshat that by Karban Pesach it says ve'enoi nechal as opposed to everything else, all the other karbonis it says ve'nechal, it's l'yoyim v'layla here, it's enoi nechal ela ad chatzos. So it said that it's different by Pesach, really maybe it should be the whole year, but at least by Pesach, a person has to know that everything is enoi nechal till you make sure that it's good to go to eat. It's avertal. But I'm saying we're starting now Arvei Psachim at Hagdama in Hilchas Pesach. You find that actually in Hilchas Chalamoid, the beginning of Hilchas Chalamoid, Chelek Vav, the Mishabur, starts off, these are Gansan Halachas of Chalamoid. So the Tamtzis and the Mishabur over there is a person has to understand that Chalamoid, sometimes people think Chalamoid is a regular weekday. These some Halachas what you're not allowed to do. It's the opposite. Chalamoid, everything's aser till you learn the halachas and you know these heterim. This heter and that heter, but etzim, everything's aser. Just on the note of Einoi Nechal, just to share with the Olam, the Ben Eshchai, they bring B'Shem the Ben Eshchai. He says, HaPesach Einoi Nechal Ela B'chametz. Pesach is only eat Ela B'chametz. What does it mean, Ela B'chametz? Ela B'chametz. Now, Ela B'chametz is the base is Balayla. Ches is Chatzois, Mem Menuyov, and Tzadik is Tzili. The Mishnah begins the 10th Perek in Psachim. Arvei Psachim Samach Lamincha Lo Yoichal Adam Achatachshach. These are Isser to eat Erev Pesach. From when? So the Mishnah says, you're not allowed to eat from Samach Lamincha till when? Achatachshach. Very clear. Erev Pesach is an Isser to eat from Samach Lamincha. When is the time of Mincha, Samach Lamincha? So the Gemara clears the Shaila, the Gemara later, what we skipped along to Daf Kuv Zayin, the Gemara clears, is it Mincha Ktana? Later in the afternoon, we'll soon get to exactly where Mincha Ketana is, but Mincha Ketana is in the early afternoon, let's call it around 3-4 o'clock, or Mincha Gedoyla, which let's say today Mincha Gedoyla is 12:34 or something like 12:37. From when is it asa to eat Erev Pesach? The Gemara clears the shaila. It says in the Mishnah Samach LeMincha. So what Mincha? Mincha Gedoyla, which is earlier in the day, or Mincha Ketana, which is later in the day? So the Gemara says it's Tolui. What's the reason why you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach? Why you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach? What's the Issa? What's the reason for the Issa? If the reason why you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach is not to be distracted from bringing the Karban Pesach, then says the Gemara, then it's already from an earlier Zman, from Mincha Gedoyla. Though Lav Dafka, that's when they exactly brought the Karban Pesach, but Chazal said you're not allowed to eat already from around Chatzos time because you have to be focused on the afternoon to bring the Karban Pesach. However, if the reason why you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach is so that you should eat the matzah, Leil HaSeidah L'Teyavayin, meaning to say is if you're going to eat 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, it's going to come Pesach by night. You're not going to be hungry and eat the matzah with a geshmak. So the Melech Chazal said, he's an isser to eat from when? From Mincha Ketana, later in the afternoon, around 3-4 o'clock in the afternoon. If the reason why you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach is that you shouldn't be distracted from bringing the Karban Pesach, Frek Tosfos, so why is the end time, you're not allowed to eat till when? From Mincha. But till when? The Mishnah says without a, no shayla, Achatech Shach, till by night, till you make Kiddush. You're not allowed to eat before. Frek Tosfos, Tosfos of Yafanark of Zion, if the reason why you're not allowed to eat is because you're going to be distracted from bringing the Karban Pesach, once you brought the Karban Pesach, you should be allowed to eat. Achatech Shach, till by night? There's no din. It's not because of Latayavar. You shouldn't, by mistake, not bring the Karban Pesach. Okay, so once you brought the Karban Pesach, you're done, you were Yoitza, and you should be able to eat. So why Achatech Shach? So Tosfos says that we're afraid that it could be you're going to rush through the Karban Pesach. To say, if we're going to say that you're allowed to eat after you bring the Karban Pesach, we're afraid you're hungry, you want to eat, you'll just quickly do the Karban Pesach, bring the Karban Pesach. These halachas, how you prepare the Karban Pesach, with tzlid, these different halachas. And we're afraid you're going to rush through it, you're not going to do a kiddin. Therefore, just to be clear, no eating achatech shach. That's the whole time of avos Karban Pesach, instead of saying till after you bring the Karban Pesach. Just on the concept, this idea of you shouldn't bring the Karban Pesach quickly so you should be able to eat. These are halacha in Shulchan Aruch. It's dina da shas, and it might even be midoy rice. You're not going to eat before davening. If you summary showing them, it's clearly isadei raisa. However, there are heterim when these are tzorech, when a person shvach. We spoke about it over here in the koil when we learned Masechtas Brachas. I'm not going into the halachas. Certain chassidim eat before davening. Again, I'm not going into the halacha. That's not the discussion here, b'chla, but I want to bring out the concept. And they say, rather eat to be able to daven, koyach to daven, then daven to eat. So it's to rush through davening, so like this you could go and eat. You're davening, pasha, because you wake up, you're hungry, you're not allowed to eat, so you're davening to be able to eat. Al-Kabbalah, that would be the concept over here, so Tosfos Lagab, the Karban Pesach. A person shouldn't rush through the Karban Pesach to be able to eat, so Mela, doesn't make a difference. You can do the Karban Pesach in 5 minutes. You can't eat anyways till Leila Seder, till Pesach by night. So again, the Gemara declares in the Isser Achila, is it Mimincha Gedoyla because of the Karban Pesach, or is it later Mimincha Ktana because you should eat a matzah l'tayavan? Gemara declares the Shaila. The Gemara concludes that the Isser to eat Erev Pesach is so you should eat a matzah l'tayavan, and therefore the Isser is only from Mincha Ktana. And that's La Halacha, the Shulchan Aruch, and Simen Tafai and Aleph Sif Aleph. Zok the Shulchan Aruch, I believe this is the Lashon, I wrote it down. Asu lechol pas misho asiris, which we'll get to explain what exactly the time of Mincha Ktan is. Kedei, why? Why in Alad eat? Zok the Shulchan Aruch, kedei sheyoichol matzah l'tayavan. So, Bez Hashem, we're going to get the Pesach soon, Erev Pesach. The Isser to eat Erev Pesach in the afternoon is when you're going to eat the matzah, you should eat it l'tayavan. Tosfos in the beginning of the Perek shtelzach on the Lashon. We're learning Perek Arvei Pesachim. If you take a look in the Mishnah, even in the Gerson, our Mishnah, it's not Arvei Pesachim, it's Erev Pesachim. So Tosfos wants to understand, what does Erev Pesachim mean? Erev is Lashon Yachid, Erev Yomtev, L'chayrit should have been Erev Pesach. Elamai, if the Mishnah is talking about of all the years, Lashon Rabbim, then it should have been Arvei Pesachim. What's Erev Pesachim? So one Teretz Tosfos says, Erev, we're talking about this Erev Pesach, but Pesachim, that we bring a lot of Karbonos Pesach. So it's Erev, we're talking about one Erev Pesach, but really it should be Erev Pesach, but it's not Erev of the Yom Tov of Pesach, it's the Erev that you bring a lot of Karbonos, or Karbon Pesach. Taisus' second teretz is Erev Psachim, because it's referring to both Yom Tovim of Pesach, Pesach Rishon and Pesach Sheni. Technically, maybe you could have said Arvei Psachim, but to be Meramas al Kapanim, Erev of both Yom Tovim of Pesach. Tiny Yudalid Nisan and Yudalid Ir. That's twice the second teretz. And what's the Mishnah coming to say? The din of the Mishnah, that the Erev of both Arvei Psachim, Erev Pesach Rishon and Erev Pesach Sheni, these are Issa to eat Ansha Techshach. Frektes Vasemes. As we just said, the Gemara concludes, what's the Issa to eat Erev Pesach? So you should eat the Matzah L'Teyavoin. Bishloim Erev Pesach, Rishon Erev Pesach. These are mitzvah to eat Matzah Leila Seder. So Mamele, these are din, don't eat Ansha Techshach, you should eat L'Teyavoin. However, Pesach Sheni, there is no din to eat matzah. Yes, the Torah Kedosha says to eat matzah, but it's a din to eat it together with the Karm Pesach. There's no din. The Karm Pesach is Nechal Tayavin. The Hainu, there's no din to eat matzah that you should eat the matzah L'Tayavin. So Ibazoi, Frektus Vasemis, why is there a din Lo Yoichal Pesach Sheni? The Hainu Yudalad Acha Techshach. Totally eat. And you won't eat the matzah l'tayoven. But al-Kopanim, the Isser is the Isser to eat samach l'mincha from in the late afternoon. So first of all, it doesn't say min ha-mincha, it says samach l'mincha, close to mincha. So what's samach l'mincha? Rashi says ma'at. The Rashbam says a half hour before mincha. So what's the cheshbon? How do you get to the cheshbon of mincha ktana? This is stam as I could die to know. Because really, a din of the Shulchan Aruch, really, be'ikar adin de l'tchatchila, is really to daven mincha from mincha ktana. Though some l'tchatchila daven earlier, alpi de goyin, but in Shulchan Aruch it says that really, if you daven from right away from Mincha Gdoila, from 12:34, you yoytze, which would seem be'etzem ikar adin, you should daven, you should start from later. So what's the cheshbon? How do you get to the cheshbon? So here in Psachim, in the beginning of the fifth perek, the Mishnah says like this: Tamid nishchat the carbon tamid, the tamid shall bein arabayim. When do you bring the bein arabayim? It's like the Mishnah, b'shmoino mechza. Let's break up. Obviously, it's totally in zmanius, meaning to say it's depending on how long the day is. But if the day is an even amount, equal day of 12 hours, and let's say that the day starts at 6 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock at night, the day ends. It's 12 hours, 6 to 6. So, tamid nishchat b'shmoino mechza. So, what's 8 and a half of a day from 6 to 6? 6 to 12 is 6 hours, so it's 2:30. So, it says the carbon tamid shal bein arabayim was brought 2:30 in the afternoon, the korev, and when was it? Nikrav betisho mechza, 3:30 in the afternoon. That's the zman of mincha ktana. Mincha that we daven is keneged the hakrova of tamid shal bein arabayim. When was the hakrova shal bein arabayim? In a day, that the day is 6 to 6, it was 3:30 in the afternoon. So, if there's a day that's 6 to 6 even, the Zman Mincha Ketana is 3:30 in the afternoon. Though, of course, it depends. The day starts earlier, the later, longer, shorter, it's going to move around. You look it up on a calendar to see when it comes out. But Al-Koponim, on a 6 to 6 day, Mincha Ketana is 3:30. So from when does the Isser start to eat Erev Pesach? From 3 o'clock. 3:30 is the Zman Mincha Ketana. 3 o'clock is the Issa. The Mishnah says, Lo Yoichal Erev Psach Erev Samach L'Mincha, a half hour before Mincha. The Gemara concludes, Hayois, the reason is to eat L'Tayav, and it's Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana is 3:30, so from 3 o'clock. interesting, the Mishnah Berurah over here in Siman Tav Ayin Aleph, Toichat Dvarim, when speaking about the Isser, so the Mishnah Berurah says, Umin HaMincho L'mayla. The Isser is Min HaMincho L'mayla. L'chayr, what do you mean Min HaMincho L'mayla? The Mishnah says, Samach L'mincha, a half hour before Mincha. So the MS is that the Shaila is really on the Ramah. We're going to get to it soon, Behem Shech Hashir, but the Ramah in Hilchas Yom Tov, when he speaks about the Isser of eating, Isser on Yom Tov, but the Ramah says, Erev Yom Tov, when should a person stop eating? So the Ramah says, Min HaMincha, from Mincha Ketana. So over there already, the Bir Halacha says it's Lav Dafka. When he says Mincha, it doesn't mean Dafka Mincha, it means already a half hour before that. So when you look around in Halacha, sometimes the Lashon is a Lashon of Min HaMincha, it really means a half hour before Mincha. So that's clear. The Isser is the Isser to eat from a half hour before Mincha Ketana. And the reason why he said Isser is you should eat the Batzah L'Tayavim. Let's stop for a minute and see Legabe, what is the Isser? The Isser is you're not allowed to eat. What are you not allowed to eat? Let's try to figure out where is a negeya? Your Erev Pesach. It's 3:30 in the afternoon, you're not allowed to eat. What are you not allowed to eat? So chametz, bread, you anyway is not allowed to eat from Seif Zman Achilas chametz from the morning. 10:30 in the morning. So chametz is anyways not negeya, challah. Matzah frek toisvis. You also can't eat matzah. Al pidi Yerushalmi. It's not a Bavli, it's Yerushalmi. It's interesting, Machlekes Rishonim. When exactly is the Isser? But the Yerushalmi says, it's pretty famous, you're not supposed to eat matzah Erev Pesach. So where is it again when the Mishnah says lo yoichal? What is the Mishnah telling me in reality? Chametz your enemies can't eat. Matzah you can't eat. Mini targima. Let's define it. Let's see. Nash. Sektosis you can anyways eat the whole day. So what? Where exactly is it negeya this halacha? This iser de rabbanon that you're not allowed to eat? Legabe what? Bread you can't eat. Matzah you can't eat. Sektosis. You know where it's negeya? It's negeya matzah ashira. Matzah ashira, the hainu matzah that you added in other ingredients, let's call it, or we know it as egg matzah. Egg matzah is something that you're not yoitza leila seder. And for that, the Yerushalmi is not applicable. This that the Yerushalmi says you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach matzah, that's only matzah. That's only matzah. You can be yoytze b'leila seder, not egg matzah. And Tosfos brings v'chino hinoyeg rabbeinu tam, which is negeya a year of erev Pesach shechalias for Shabbos, like next year habaleinu l'toiva. Erev Pesach shechalias for Shabbos. So eating the sudas, you're allowed to eat chametz till 10:30. What's about shal shudas? It's a whole discussion. Not for now. Last erev Pesach shechalias for Shabbos over here in the morning koil, we went through a series of five shurim, going through all the halachas. But al kaponim, egg matzah you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to eat egg matzah Erev Pesach. So for that is where it's negated that the Mishnah says the Issa Chachamim, egg matzah, you're allowed to eat Erev Pesach, but only call it Shah Asiris. Why Shah Asiris? Because 8:30, Teisha Vachetzi, which means not when the 10th hour starts, which means B'Shah Teisha. Al kaponim, 3 o'clock. So Mamela, this din that the Mishnah says you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach is negeya egg matzah. That's where it's negeya. You're not allowed to eat egg matzah. This is
Oktosis. Is it because you can't use it by the Seder? Or is it telling you something that you can't be able to the mitzvah by the Seder? Or is it telling you something which, being, let's say, Sfaradi matzah, I forget the real name. For
good, this. Good. We're going to get to this mamash in a minute. And Lamaisa, what's the exact reason is a little bit inkan mekoyma. It's a good point what you're bringing up. I don't want to get in Gans and involved in the Yerushalmi and the time and what type of matzah, but it's a beautiful question you brought up. We're going to actually get to another example in a minute, mamash, about this. But Al Kaponim Tosfos' teretz is very clear. When Chazal told us we have an iser to eat, you know what you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach? Egg matzah, matzah ashira. Marsha says that I have another example. Another example, or Hechatimtza, what the Mishnah is saying in Al Arit, like you brought up good, Betseiko Shal Nachri. What is Betseiko Shal Nachri? Any matzah that was made Shaloy L'Shem Matzah's mitzvah is aser to eat Leil. You're not Yoitza Leila Seder. If a guy makes matzah, Lamaisa, at least even if a yid makes the matzah and it wasn't made l'shma, it's not chametz, you're allowed to eat it the whole Pesach, but you're not allowed to eat it Leila Seder. So that's another hechatim. So what it's aser. But take a shal nachri matzah that was made shaloy l'shem mitzvah. Yeah. Matzah shiru also not yoytza the mitzvah. If you eat a matzah shiru, not yoytza. Right, so b'tzeika shal nachri also, if you eat it at night, you're not eating chametz. By Shulchan Aruch, you could eat b'tzeika shal nachri. You just can't be yoitza, the mitzvah's matzah, b'tzeika shal nachri. L'maisa, the Marsha says, maybe no. Maybe you're not, maybe b'tzeika shal nachri is included in the Isser of the Yerushalmi that you're not allowed to eat. The Ainu matzah that was made shaloy l'shem mitzvah. Like what you brought up before, that it could be only egg matzah that doesn't have the tam of matzah's mitzvah, you're allowed to eat there in Pesach. Mashenki matzah, it's the exact same matzah that you eat la mitzvah. It's just mitzing the lashma, says the Marsha, could be you're not yoitza. I mean, you're not allowed to eat it there of Pesach. So Mela says the Marsha, that wouldn't be a hechatimtza, wouldn't be a good example. Lamaisa, the Meiri, actually does bring it as a teretz. That when the Mishnah says that we learned lo yoichal, either it's matzah ashira or it's betzeke shal nachri dahainu, a matzah that was made by a goy or even by a yid shaloy l'shem mitzvah. This discussion of betzeke shal nachri is not just a theory. I mean, it's Torah k'doisha, but it's not just a handlerai. The Marsha says another echetimtza, and then he's matcha, and the Meiri actually stays like that. The Minchas Yitzchak has a tshuva. It's a few pages long. And he was asked, could you use Betzeke Shal Nachri? In other words, let the matzah bakeries, it's a year of Erev Pesach Shechalias B'Shabbos. And they asked him, you see, egg matzah is very nice. But Lamaisa, at least, La'alocha, we don't eat egg matzah, only kids over Pesach. So in other words, eat egg matzah on Erev Pesach, Shechal B'Shabbos, somewhat in hotels. However, why can't you make betzeka shanachri, make matzah? And the matzah, you can't eat a leila seder. You can eat it erev Pesach. You can eat it the whole Pesach, just not leila seder. They asked him to be able to do it for hotels, and they also asked him to be able to do it for the army. To make matzah that's not, you're not yoytza leila seder, you can eat it erev Pesach. So lemaisa, the Menachas Yitzchak responded and he said, first of all, Lafira Marsha, you can't eat it Erev Pesach. And Va'oid, even Lafira Meiri, that the Meiri says that you could, at least Al Kapanim told Mincha Ketana, he says you shouldn't do it because Abayis HaNichsha will come out. Meaning he says, even Lafira Meiri, that you could do it, especially if you're going to do it on a big scale in hotels, the army, and even if you're going to ride on the box, don't eat it, Leila Seder. People are not going to chop, going to know this type of special matzah, not for the Leila Seder. You know, you go to the matzah box, it says Kashal HaPesach, you can have a Leila Seder. So Mela, you shouldn't do it. Al Kaponim, Tosis's kasha was, Legabe, what is the Isser? The Tosis said matzah ashiru. We saw the Meiri says another teretz, Legabe, Betzeke shal nachru dahainu matzah that was made shaloy l'shem mitzvah. The Rambam appears shamishnai. He says, you know where the isser is negeya? The isser is negeya. Basar v'dagim. And this is takaveri negeya. You're not allowed to eat from mincha ketana a suda of basar v'dagim. You're allowed to eat a little bit, like the Lashon HaShulchan Aruch, over the Tafa Einav, the Shulchan Aruch says, Oichol ma'at peiris v'yirakis. But lefi the Rambam appears Shamashnayis, seemingly brought la'alacha, you see, the Seder takes a long time. Until you eat, it's 12, 1 o'clock. The matzah first, you're eating 12, 1 o'clock. So Be'etzim, you want to sit down 5:30 in the afternoon and eat a full supper. You're not going to wash, but you want to have full basar v'dagim. So that also, Zokter Rambam, when the Mishnah says lo yoichal, these are iser to eat erev Pesach in the afternoon basar v'dagim. So really, what would come out is look up in the calendar. I didn't check yet what time it is. Let's say it's 4 o'clock. So before 4 o'clock, you could eat a full early supper, so to speak. Obviously, this is not even the discussion. If a person eats so much that he's not going to even be able to eat the matzah achila gasa, that's not even a discussion. That's not what we're talking about. It's all the tiyav. And though the Gemara says the lashon of achila gasa, as the Rishonim explained, it means the pashtus and the Rashbam, the other Rishonim, it means you're not going to eat l'tayavin. So we have over here two or three explanations what the layoichal is. Be'etzem, so we said either matzah shira, maybe betzeke shal nachri, basar v'dagim. Be'etzem is another example. For those in Klal Yisrael that eat gebraks, so it's negeya, knedlach for an example. Could you sit down and could you eat min amincha? Feed the ram, you can't even boss of a dog. But let's say if you go, you can't eat matzah shira b'tzeka shal nachri. What's about knedlach or anything that goes into gebraks? It's not washing to a suda. It's mezoinus. Could you eat it? However, the etzim l'chayr, it's not a geya because you're not allowed to eat it the whole day. The hainu. The Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tafayin Aleph, the Siman that we're talking about in Siv Beis, the Ramah says, matzah shenefer kitikana, you have regular matzah, and then you made it matzah mel, you ground it, v'niloisha b'yayin v'shemen, and then you mixed it with oil, wine, that sounds like knedlach. It's not matzah shira, even though matzah shira, when you originally make the matzah and you put in oil, that is matzah shira. But if it was made regular matzah, you made a matzah mel, then you mix in oil, that's not matzah shira, and it's aser to eat the whole erev Pesach. So then, what we're saying now, what knedlach l'chayra falls off, because you anyways can't eat it the whole Pesach. However, if you take a look in the Mishnah Berurah, it's only talking about if you bake it. You made matzah mel, you put in oil, and you bake it, that you're not allowed to eat the whole day. However, the Mishnah Berurah says clearly that was cooked, you are allowed to. So that would l'chayra being another example of what would be asr, that would l'chayra go into the isr, what the Mishnah is saying, lo yoichal. Just real briefly, and with this I want to conclude the shir, up until now, we spoke about the isr of eating Erev Pesach. What's about Erev Yom Tov, Erev Shabbos, what's the din over there? So before going into Erev Shabbos, which really the Gemara speaks about, but us and Arvei Pesachim, Erev Sukkos, the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah, in Siman Tafrei Shlamet Tesif Gimel, the Ramah brings the Maril. The Maril says, these are Issa to eat Erev Sukkos from Chatzos. And the Ramah says, Bechat Hesa, the Ramah says, it's learned from Pesach. Just like Pesach, you're not allowed to eat Erev Pesach to eat the matzah l'tayavon, so too, Erev Sukkos, you're not allowed to eat Leil Sukkos in the Sukkah l'tayavon. This itself, there's a lot of Torah to speak about. What's the mitzvah in the Sukkah? What's the l'tayavon? But Akapan, let's go clear the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramah says he's an Issa to eat Erev Sukkos, Dumya de Pesach. So the Achroinim say, wait a second. You're telling me that the Isser comes from Sukkos, from Pesach. Sukkos is learned from Pesach. The Isser from Pesach is from when? It's from Mincha Ketana, not from Chatzos. So what's the pshat that says from Chatzos? So the Mishnah Berurah Taka brings, that's why Taka Enacharami, Sukkos Taka is also only later in the afternoon. Erev Sukkos, you could eat the Isser. What the Ramah says, B'doyma, to the Mishnah, Lagabi Pesach, is taka only later, only from Mincha Ketana. The Ben Ish Chai is miyashiv. If you learn from Pesach, and Pesach we learned the Mishnah min a mincha, which is mincha ktana, not mincha gdoila and a half hour before the Hainu Chatzos. So what's the difference sukkahs and Pesach? Moir de Geshmaka ben Ashchai says, you know why Pesach is a later time? Only from, let's call it 3 o'clock in the afternoon. The reason why it only starts at 3 o'clock in the afternoon is because till you start eating Leila Seder, regardless of how long your Haggadah Shal Pesach takes, but you don't start right away. Meaning to say, this Kaddish, Urchatz, Karpas, it takes time. So by the time you eat the matzah, it's already, let's call it 2-3 hours in or something like that, into the night. So Mamela, we could allow you to eat till Mincha Ketana and you'll still eat L'Tayavin. Masha Enkein, Sukkis. When do you start? When are you eating the Sukkah? You daven Ma'ariv, you come home and you eat in the Sukkah. So come to Chayis, there, if you're going to be able to eat Mina Mincha Ketana, you're not going to have the L'Tayavin. So that's why Sukkis, it's moved back earlier. The Isser to eat Sukkis is already B'chatzois. So it's more or less equivalent, it's B'daima, to Pesach later in the afternoon till the Matzah. Sukkis, from Chatzos till the Matzah is about the same idea of time to eat L'Tayavit. Lastly, and to conclude, is Lagabe Shabbos. Shabbos, the Gemara brings a machloikis in the beginning of Arab Sachem, if there's an Issa to eat Erev Shabbos. The Issa that we're learning Arab Sachem is an Issa Erev Shabbos as well. Today, Erev Shabbos also. This afternoon, could you sit down to eat a suda? Lahalacha, it's mutter. Lahalacha, it's mutter. It's mutter to eat. It's mutter. The Gemara is machlekes halacha, it's mutter. I'm not talking about suda gedoyla is a separate discussion. Purim, when you have to, when you don't have to, that's next year. Purim is Friday. It's mutter. However, zokta shulchan aruch, avol ulam, mitzvah limnoya melekvoya suda shenoig by b'chayl. Erev Pesach is an Isser, it's Osser. Erev Shabbos is a mitzvah, it's a mila, it's an inyan, it's a mitzvah not to eat in the afternoon. And the same thing is also in Hilchas Yom Tov, the same thing. Dehainu, Pesach is an Isser. Sukkis is also an Isser. What's about the second days of Sukkis, second days of Pesach? What's about Shavuos? Zokta Shulchan Aruch, Vayta de Ramah, in Hilchas Yom Tov, Siman Tavkov Chavtes. V'asa lechol also min amincha, which we said is chatz yishak haid l'amincha. The Mishnah Berurah says asa lav dafka. It's a mitzvah not to eat. Memela come to chayis like this. Erev Pesach, erev Sukkot, these are iser. However, erev Shabbos, it's only a mitzvah. But just like I said before, avada, this is only talking about when it's not going to be achila gasa. Erev Shabbos, if a person's going to sit down Friday afternoon and he's going to have a huge tayamel, and by the time he sits down Friday night, if it's not l'tayavin, okay, so you weren't makayim the mitzvah. But if a person sits down Friday night to the suda and he ate or he drank and he poshut can't eat, that's aser. That's aser. This that Erev Shabbos is only a mitzvah not to eat, it's a hiddur, that's only when we're talking about l'tayavin. But if you're not going to be able to eat, it's going to be achila gasa, then he's a iser. Have a wonderful Shabbos.